This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Witz with you again today. Morning Devotions. Have you ever noticed, as you think about the Christian faith, that whenever God has a job to be done, he chooses a person through whom to do it? This is the way God works. For example, looking at some of them today, as God called Ezekiel to stand in the gap, as it was known, he always looked for available people to fill many gaps, and there are many areas of need, and God chose people. And there are lots of them. For example, there's Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Sarah, Hannah, Esther, Paul, Mary, Peter, and the list goes on. So here were people, ordinary people, who were like the doctor's scalpel. They were instruments in God's hand to do a certain task. And the sharper the instrument, the more effective the job God can do with that instrument. They weren't all willing, but of course God spoke to them, and some of them were a little bit unhappy about the job that was given to them. So while God does the work, it's still our responsibility, of course, to obey and respond. So like that Dr. Scalper, we need to sharpen our skills. And if we want to be prepared to be used by God, we need to upgrade our training. We need to grow as loving people if we're going to do God's work. Because who else has he got? He needs us to communicate his message. Let's look at a few examples in these short moments today. Ezekiel, well, he was there to proclaim God's message through the spoken and written word. He had certain gifts, communication gifts, and because he was available, God used him. Aaron and Hur from the Old Testament, they stood in the gap to help Moses when Moses was tired from interceding with God. We read that Aaron and Hur supported him by holding his hands up. And so while ever that happened, God gave them victory over their enemies. And what about Andrew? Here was Andrew who stood in the gap to introduce people to Jesus. There's that delightful story in the New Testament, how he brought the boy with the loaves and the fishes to Jesus. Andrew was the one who introduced Peter to Jesus. This was a special gift he had, and he used it very well. And the Macedonian Christians, they stood in the gap to give financial support. Isn't it true that God is still looking for people today through whom he can do his work? Now, let's be quite honest. We can't all be good preachers. We can't all write things. We can't lead worship services. But there is one thing we can do. We can pray, and we can, as it were, encourage other people along the way. We can express our Christian faith through the things we say. And often, it's the kind words that we need to show and need to say. That can actually give a great deal of encouragement to somebody else. So as God has given us so much, we can in fact give so much back. So what's important to God is not our talents or our gifts, but it's of course how available we are. If we make ourselves available to God, there is no doubt that God will use us. There was another person that I want to just think about finally today, and that's the great man, the great prophet Elijah. And we read in the Epistle of James, chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, as James summarizes Elijah, he said, "Elijah was as completely human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for the next 3.5 years. And then he prayed again. He prayed that this time it would rain, and down it poured." Well, God's looking for people like Elijah to stand up and be counted. And we can imagine that to God, well, we know that God looks for special people at difficult times, and God needed a man there to stand up to Ahab and Jezebel. So God didn't send an army. He just chose a particular person from a place that nobody had ever heard of. So he looked for someone with inner strength to stand up alone, and that's exactly what happened. So we could be the people that God wants to stand in the gap. Will we be ready to do what God wants us to do? Well, we thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you. We can depend on your grace. We sometimes think that we're okay on our own, Lord, but we've forgotten you. Help us, Lord, to be prepared to be people of principle and honor as we worship you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.